show. Are you guys? But how do you guys feel after this?
I think that, we're obviously frustrated. I think that there's things that obviously we could have done better. We're going to have to make those adjustments and be ready on Thursday. But I feel like, we show that we can play. We show that we belong here. So we need to stay positive and stay confident with one another and stay together. I think most importantly, just to stay together. So I feel like we have veterans on this team that are going to pull everybody together and make some adjustments tomorrow and be ready to go on Thursday.
Quick follow-up. Do you feel like you played their game? When you look at the score on the scoreboard, this seems like, the kind of game that Phoenix would want to play.
Well, I think at times we should have recognized better when to slow it down, when not to run, when not to force things. But again, those are those things that we're going to, point out and not get into a contest with them, because obviously they're phenomenal in the up-tempo game that they run. And we've got to recognize a little bit better when to pull back, make them work on defense, and when to take our shots in transition as well.
Emily, do you feel like you surprised people by being able to stay with them the whole night?
No. I mean, some of you guys might have been surprised, but I know our team, when we play fast, we play better when we play fast. But like Katie said, we really have to recognize when to slow them down and make them play defense. I thought Tammy Sutton Brown played an amazing game herself on the inside, making whoever guarded her, whether it was Diana or whoever was on her, to really play some defense on the inside. So I think we know that we can play fast and play with them, but that's not the type of game that we really want to play.
Can you just tell us what you're thinking down the stretch when you know your guys are closer and they take the lead, you got the lead back and whatnot? Anything you could have done different maybe?
Probably get it out of Cappy's hands. She was the one burning us a little bit. Diana burned us a few times. Penny Taylor, we can go down the line. Who else burned us? Who's that? Dwanna Bonner came in the overtime and had some key transition buckets. And, when we look at it, we know the things that we can do better and that we can steal the next game. That's what we got to do.
Ebony, when Lynn came in here, she said the second chance points was the stat that stuck out for her. Does that stick out for you as well?
Yeah, it sticks out like a sore thumb. Bonner was the beginning person who started it all. And then Penny Taylor came in and got a few. Tamika Johnson came in and got her own rebound a few times and hit the shot. So basically they played a little bit better down the stretch. And they got a few of the key loose balls that we needed to get, and that's what the game comes down to.
On the side.
Ebony, this is a career game for you. Was there something, is it the energy of the game, just the ball coming to you? What was the difference for you tonight?
I think my teammates, when they saw that I was rolling a little bit, they looked for me some more. And it was all year, it's just been me just putting up the shot, just taking it. And today was a good day for me. It was just one of those days. The stars lined up. The Milky Way was nice and milky. And, they were playing me not to make the shot. So, I had to make it. I had to take the shot. So I took it and made it.
Lee Michaels from Full Court Press. You took a hard fall late in the game. I'm wondering how your ankle is. Was it the ankle? And you going to be good to go?
Yeah, I'm 100%. 100% ready to go. No pain, no game right about now. We're in the finals. I can't cry about a sore ankle or, a bruised eye, a bruised rib. It is what it is. Things happen. It's the intangibles of the basketball game. And I can't stop her foot from being in the position that it is, and I can't not roll the way my ankle rolled. So, I'm 100% ready to go for the next game on Thursday.
Go in the back.
Ebony, you talked about the Mercury playing better down the stretch. How much of that has to do with their depth? And you look at the minutes, there's an imbalance. Your starters played more minutes.
Mm. Yes, that's a good observation. That's a great question. It was an imbalance, but, maybe we could get our bench players in there a little bit more. I thought Tamika Dixon came in and gave us some good minutes, and Brianne January played well. Jessica Moore played well as well. And, we probably got to get Tamika Dixon some more minutes in there and help us out a little bit more. But I thought that even with that, we still played well. You know, I still don't think, you know, even all the starters playing over 35 minutes, I mean, they couldn't stop us. So, I mean, why take us out? That's how I feel. I don't know how you feel about that one.
I don't even know what she was talking about.
The last question back to Michelle.
You guys were in the highest scoring game in WNBA history tonight. I just wanted to know what you think about that.
Well, it's obviously history that we don't like because we lost. But I think, you know, overall, you know, I think it was an exciting game. It was exciting for the fans. I'm sure it was exciting for the people watching on TV. And, you know, I feel like, you know, both teams displayed an enormous amount of talent on the court. And, you know, it's the biggest stage. It's what we've been working for, to come here and play in the WNBA Finals. So it was a lot of fun. I mean, you know, I know we lost. I'm disappointed. But it was a tremendous atmosphere to be a part of. You know, just the growth of the WNBA and to be a part of that.
Thanks a lot, ladies.